Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and warm morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is waking up to sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees a mild breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are rising gently, promising a pleasant day ahead. As the day unfolds, let's keep an eye on the skies for some possible cloud cover later. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 3 hours ago, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF reports continued Hezbollah attacks on troops in southern Lebanon. Beirut confirms one dead in an Israeli strike on a car. Also, from JNS, 6 hours ago, senior U.S. officials affirm Israel's right to defend against Hezbollah attacks under the U.S.-Iran deal. The deal, they say, will not be one-sided. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post, 9 hours ago, reports IDF and Mossad officials oppose the Iran nuclear deal. They argue it overlooks missile threats and proxies. Separately, I-24 News reports, 9 hours ago, a U.S. official states Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't a condition of the Iran deal. The official notes that if Hezbollah attacks, Israel will respond. And finally, from Axios, 199 hours ago, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein writes just minutes ago that the Obama-era Iran deal left Hezbollah out. The current deal, he notes, acknowledges and strengthens the link with Hezbollah. Belaz News reports an hour ago that VP Vance discussed U.S. efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Vance stated that Iran must stop enriching uranium to benefit from the deal. Raylan Givens comments an hour ago that VP claims about Iran not receiving U.S. taxpayer money missed the real issue. He argues that Iran will use funds to rebuild its terror infrastructure. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, tensions are high as Hezbollah continues attacks on Israeli troops. Earlier today, a strike on a vehicle in Beirut left one dead. This follows Hezbollah's use of anti-tank missiles and mortars. The situation raises concerns over regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to the JNS piece, U.S. officials reinforce Israel's defensive rights in light of the Iran deal. They emphasize the deal's balance, suggesting that responses to Hezbollah will be justified. This highlights the complex dynamics of U.S.-Iran-Israel relations and their impact on peace efforts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Israeli defense leaders are skeptical of the Iran nuclear deal. The lack of focus on missiles and proxies like Hezbollah is concerning to them. This sentiment reflects broader security worries in Israel about Tehran's regional ambitions. In related news from I-24 News, a U.S. official clarifies that Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon isn't tied to the Iran deal. This comes as a reassurance in light of potential attacks. The statement underscores the critical nature of maintaining Israel's security posture. Lastly, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch at Israel, a first since the ceasefire. This action threatens ongoing negotiations and could escalate into broader conflict. The launch underscores the fragility of current diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Maya Agmona of Hairo emphasizes teaching technical skills over winning salary negotiations. She highlights the importance of passion and motivation at the company. Separately, Yainet Business notes, Israeli investors joining SpaceX's IPO attracted by prospects in Starlink, Starship, and AI. They see structural advantages and growth potential under Elon Musk's leadership. And finally, Globes reports Wall Street's troubles are weakening the shekel. The currency has lost ground after recent gains, reflecting global market influences. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.